I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike, and you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike. Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What are we talking about today, Mike?
I thought we'd go a little topical for the season and talk about trail safety during hunting season.
Okay.
So we're all able to use the trails during this time of year. It's not like hiking is a specific season. You can go whenever you want. Just also be mindful that there's others that don't normally go into the woods until it's hunting season. So, and they have guns.
Guns or something, at right, least. Right. So I am not a hunter. I mean, I don't really know. I don't really know all the rules and all the seasons and all that right. sort of stuff. But I know, like, right now where we're at, like, the big talk about town is deer hunting season.
Right. That's the big talk in Michigan year round is, like, when's deer hunting? How many deer did you get this fall? Like, you know, like, so that's the big thing. We've got year round small game, like, all that kind of stuff. But this is the big one where you're going to encounter the most people in the woods. So.
Well, and I remember this time a year ago, you and I were planning a backpacking trip.
Yep.
And because neither of us hunt, we don't really pay attention to such things, but wound up we were planning it for, like, opening weekend right. of deer hunting season. And we had a fairly lengthy discussion about, okay, do we go or would it be safer to not go?
Right. I mean, realistically, it's always safer not to go, whether it's hunting season or not.
Right.
But
yeah, I mean, so we looked up quite a bit of stuff. I mean, we went back and forth for quite a while
yeah.
trying to determine whether or not we could go. We looked up, like, all right, if we do go, what are some things we should do?
Right.
Ultimately, we decided not to go.
Well, and mainly because it was opening weekend and the majority of hunters are out then. I mean, it's Deer Widows weekend. Like, stores have sales for that crap, like, and everything.
Oh, so, for sure. Yeah. Right. We ultimately decided not to go. That might be one of the recommendations I'm giving today. Like,
right.
I mean, do whatever you feel comfortable with, right?
Right.
I mean, depending on, you know, is deer hunting season or whatever the hunting season in your area is, like, is it worth going, especially, like, opening weekend, like we're talking about, right? Where you have a huge amount of people that go out to go hunting opening weekend. Is it worth it? Like, in the long run, is it worth us going out there just to go have a little bit of fun when we can go anytime? Like,
right.
we don't need to go opening weekend. We kind of decided at that point, like, all right, let the hunters have their fun. We've had our fun all summer.
Right.
You know, like, let them do their thing. They wait all year for this.
Yep.
You know, let them have that weekend. And it was partially a safety thing, too. Like, I mean, yeah, you got a bunch of people out there with guns. You can take as many precautions as you want, but if somebody mistakes you for a deer.
Right.
possibly not such good outcomes with that.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. So if you do decide that you want to go out during the hunting season, then we kind of researched, again, we re-researched, I guess, some things to do to help keep you safe out in the woods during this time, and just different things to do to make your presence known so you don't startle anybody.
For sure. Right. I mean, definitely, you know, Mike and I talk quite a bit about, like, be respectful of nature and don't be overly loud when you're out on the trail and all that sort of stuff. Like, okay, this is the one time where I'm going to say, okay, maybe make a little bit of noise.
Right. You know? Right. Don't,
like, you can even do things like there's, like, bells you can get to
yep.
strap onto your pack or your person to make a little jingling noise so that you're not mistaken for something, or
hum a song or a whistle or something.
Hum a song or whistle or take a pocket whistle or something. You know, like, I'm not saying be obnoxious when you're out there, but you certainly don't want to be sneaking up on people if they're out there hunting.
Yep. If you're in bear territory, you typically, hey, bear. You do something like that.
Hey, bear. Right.
With a whistle or with your mouth, you know, a song, or just say, I'm a person. I'm not a hunter. I'm not a deer.
Yeah. the one article that I was reading, the way that they phrased it was move naturally. Like, don't be sneaking. Like, right. I think, because, you know, like, when you and I were talking about it a year ago, I'm like, well, I don't want to scare the deer, or I don't want to, you know, if these people are out hunting, I don't want to be the one that's scaring their shot away or whatever, right? So my, like, without thinking it through too much, my initial gut reaction was, like, I don't want to be scaring the deer away from these people. Well, you kind of maybe want to. Like, you
know? Yeah.
Don't be stealthy. Like, move with a purpose if you are going to be out there and you know that you're in an area where, like, hunting is a possibility. Or maybe you're just not sure if hunting is a possibility, right? Like, if it's one of those areas where you don't know if you can hunt that property or not hunt that property. Move like a normal person would move. Make a little bit of noise. Make your presence known.
Yeah.
Don't be sneaky. Don't be stealthy. Don't be sneaky. Make some noise.
Yeah. Don't be annoying about it, but also don't be sneaking around.
The other thing that I read was you could walk around clapping. I mean, I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but, like, you know, something to make some noise, to make your presence known.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see the clapping thing.
That one made me laugh when I read that one.
Yeah, it's good.
The other tried and true thing to do, blaze orange, right? Wear something that is like hunter orange.
Some high vis colors.
Yeah. High vis colors. Nothing. This is not the time to be wearing your camo.
Right.
You know, this is not the time to be wearing your earth tones. This is the time to be wearing something vibrant, something bright.
Be flashy.
Something visually loud. Preferably hunter orange, but really, like, anything super bright and not a natural color would probably be sufficient.
And not necessarily just a little bit of it. Like, try to put as much of it as you can, whether it's a hat, a vest, a pack cover, your pants, whatever. Just try to stand out as much as you can. You don't know what their line of sight is going to see that. If you're just wearing a hat, their line of sight might not see the hat.
Well, and in conjunction with that, one of the things that I read was, like, they do not recommend that you wear white. So, because, like, a flash of white could be mistaken for, like, a deer tail.
Right.
You know? So, you know, especially if you're just wearing, like, let's say you're just wearing a t-shirt that's white.
Right.
Well, depending on the angle, like, if you got your pack on and somebody's seeing you from behind and maybe they're only seeing just the shoulder of your shirt or something, so it's just literally just a flash of white from whatever perspective they have, not such a good thing.
Right, right. Yeah, and so maybe the yellow is better than white, but I would probably stick with the brighter orange just because that's the most looked for color during hunting season. Like,
I would go out of my way. Like, when we were thinking about going last year, we bought, I have high-vis orange shirts. We were going to wear high-vis orange shirts. We bought high-vis orange hats to wear.
Yep.
And then we were even looking into those backpack covers. So, like, you know, we've talked about, like, the rain flies for your packs before. You can get basically the same concept. Like, it's a big wrapper to put around your entire pack. You can get those in different colors. Like, get a bright orange one of those to put on your pack so that your backside is covered, you know?
Yeah, that's the main thing I was going to discuss was, like, the pack cover, because the pack is the biggest part of you on the trail. Like, that's the biggest part that people are going to see. From the front, maybe have a shirt or something that's high vis too, but from the back, your pack is what's going to be seen the most.
The other thing that I was reading, and tell me your thoughts on this, Mike. So I was reading that it also is recommended to wear not just the hunter orange, but, like, to have bits of, like, reflective.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
I think that's a great idea, especially if you are setting out during the peak hunting hours, which is usually during, like, the early daybreak type of hours or right when it's getting to dusk. People are going to have their flashlights going, things like that. If that's the case, then definitely have something that's reflective, because deer don't reflect. So, like, they don't have reflective on them. So if there's a glint or a little sheen that comes off of you for that, it alerts them that it ain't nature. Especially if it's a stripe, don't just wear like a little bead that could be mistaken for a deer eye.
Sure.
But if you've got a stripe on your pack or like multiple stripes on your shirt, anything like that, that's going to go a long way too. So, yeah.
So you kind of touched on something there that I don't know a lot of. Maybe you know about this, but like, what is peak hunting time, like first of the day and last of the day? Is that really when?
I mean, that you think about it, that's when the deer are moving. That's when you're told to look out, you know, watch for deer, is, you know, during the dusk and dawn hours. Like, they're usually on the move during those times, that type of thing. So that's from what my understanding is, people come in for lunch and they go back out right around dinner time and go back out. I'm not a hunter either, but that's just from the hunters that I know. They usually set out early in the morning and later in the evening.
So maybe if you are going to go out, I guess maybe you could say, you know, try to stick to the middle of the day for the time that you're up moving around. Like, that probably wouldn't hurt either, right? I would suppose.
Right. And the nice thing, I mean, you and me, we have these bright orange tents. So that helps too. So when we get to camp and we're setting up and everything, we've got some equipment that actually helps make us noticeable too. And hopefully we're not camping right on somebody's deer blind, but.
Yeah, right. So, you know, oh, well, and we've talked before, like, we don't go the maximum amount of miles every day either. Like, we only usually go,
right,
you know, several hours, but we could easily adjust where you're not hiking first thing in the morning or last thing in the day. We you and I, the way we do it, we could easily, you know, shift our start time back an hour or two, make sure that you're not going so far that you're to, you know, wherever you're ending for the day,
right,
at a reasonable time, so you're not interfering with that. So yeah, okay, so that makes sense. Because that's when, you know, like you said, that's when the deer are moving, is like dusk and dawn type thing. So
yep. So if you got to start around 11:30 or noon, somewhere around there, it's, you know, peak daytime. People aren't going to be hunting as much. Some people still do; they'll sit out all day. But it's not peak. It's not the majority of people. So if you start around then, and then you hike until 2 or 3, because I mean we're in Michigan, it starts getting dark out around 3:30, 4 o'clock these days, and sun starts setting.
Right.
So, it's you want to make sure you're to camp by then so you can start setting up, so you're beating the dark anyway. So,
well, and another thing that I guess I would think about, I mean, just food for thought, and everybody feel free to do whatever you're comfortable with. But like, you and I had that one whole episode about like hiking with your pets. I don't know if deer season would be the time that I'd want to take my dog out onto the trail.
No, not me personally, like, either.
Especially if you're the type of person that does let your dog off leash, which I have my own very strong feelings about that. And
same.
You know, that's a whole different discussion altogether. But like, if you are the type of person that takes your dog, and you are the type of person that feels comfortable letting your dog off leash to do what dogs do, I think I would be real careful about doing that during hunting season.
Yeah, I mean, what I was researching on that too is definitely make sure your dog has some kind of high-vis vest on, some kind of high-vis or reflective leash or anything like that. Just make sure they're able to be seen. Same thing. I mean, I have a Great Dane that's the size of a small deer. So if she were out in the woods and somebody just mistaken her for a weird colored deer, then there goes the dog. So, me personally, I wouldn't be, especially with the size of dog that I have, I wouldn't be taking her out in the woods this time of year.
Yeah, and I mean, we're focusing on, like, deer hunting season, but, like, especially, you know, if you're out during, I don't know, small game season or something like that, and you got, like, a smaller dog.
Yeah. The only safe time for a dog in the woods during hunting season is probably duck or goose, because I think they're used for that. Aren't dogs used for that? They don't.
Yeah, right.
Safer for the dogs then.
I mean, and I guess the other thing that I guess I would just mention, not necessarily specifically related to dogs, but just in general, you and I often talk about making sure you stay on the trail,
yeah,
right? Like, we primarily hike designated
hiking areas or trails, groomed, the MCT.
Hiking trails, yep. Like that's an actual trail.
Yep.
I don't know as though this would be the time of the year that I would, again, stay on the trail all times of the year. But like, if you are the type of person that would leave the trail for something, I would hope any hunters in the area would know where like actual trails are. And I would think that it would be safer to stay on the trail than to go wandering off the trail for anything.
Fair. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to wander off the trail a little bit to find some firewood. Definitely make sure you're wearing your bright colors when you get to camp and you're doing that too. You're going to be wandering a little bit. So,
or I mean, inevitably you might have to, you know, wander off to use the restroom or something like that. So, I mean, I understand there are scenarios where you get off the trail, but by and large, for the most part, always stay on the trail, but especially during hunting season, or if you know that there are hunters in the area, stay to like this area is for hiking, yep. Right? Because, you know,
yeah, pay attention,
especially if you're on a more widely used trail where maybe you're not the only person out there. Well, if the hunter's out there and they know, okay, this hiking trail is behind me,
right?
You know, maybe they're not looking in front of them because they know that the trail is behind them. They might not be so much looking or paying attention to what's in front of them being a person, because they're not expecting that to be a person out there.
Right. Yeah. I would hope
the hunters are also responsible in that they're not shooting unless they know what they're shooting at.
We always hear the horror stories though. So
that's the thing. I mean, there's always accidents, you know,
yep.
Like it or not, nobody's perfect. Accidents happen.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, and that comes back to the signage. I mean, we've talked about some trails aren't as nicely marked as other trails, but
true.
But yep. Pay attention to the type of trail you're on, how it's signed, and what you're looking for to help you stay on that trail, again, especially during hunting season, so you don't wander off.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good point.
Yep. So,
kind of in conjunction with that, not exactly in conjunction with that, but like, we know you and I'm sure everybody that's listening, for those of us that do go on designated hiking trails, a lot of the trails we use are like multi-use or do go through areas where hunting is allowed. One thing you might want to check, is that trail even open? Like, especially here, we keep talking about Michigan where we're at, but like for deer season, they very well may close portions of the trail in anticipation of all the hunters out there as a safety precaution. So I don't think it would hurt either to double check and make sure that trail, even if it is a hiking trail, make sure it's not closed for hunting season or something like that. Because that is a real possibility. That's a
very good point.
You can check with your local DNR, you can check with the ranger station, you know, check with something like that, whoever like maintains that area.
Right.
I don't think it would hurt to check.
Well, and the one thing we did when we were looking at it last year is we went on to there's Facebook pages or Instagram pages for trails or trail associations or whatever. Go on there and just ask the public, say, hey, I'm looking at maybe hiking these dates. I know it's hunting season. Does anybody know if this area is heavily hunted? Is it safe to hunt in there? Is it a no hunting zone? Like anything like that? A lot of people on those pages are from all over. Somebody's going to know the answer to it generally. So
for sure,
or at least they'll point you in the directions. They might not be comfortable giving you the answer, because then you could come back to them, but they might. They might point you to a website or to a phone number where you can call and get that information.
Yeah. So. And then, I mean, for my money, along those lines, if you and I had decided to go last year during hunting season, we had talked about, well, we could always just try to find a trail that doesn't allow hunting adjacent to the trail, right? Like that's in an area where hunting isn't allowed. So if your plans are flexible, or if you are planning for this time of year and you don't have to go to trail A or trail B, I would probably go out of my way to try to find an area where hunting isn't even allowed so that none of this is even an issue.
It's a hard thing to find in Michigan.
It is a hard thing to find, but it is doable.
It is doable.
Some areas, especially down in like the southern part of the state, that are I'm going to say closer to civilization, right?
Right.
Not so much some of these national forests or any of that sort of stuff, but there are some areas down in the southern part of the state where, like, hunting is not allowed.
Yeah.
So if we were to go, we're flexible enough, we could have gone to a place like that to do our hiking trip last year. We chose to cancel the whole thing altogether, but I kind of feel like that would have been the smart thing to do, is just, like, avoid all these situations altogether. Go somewhere that hunting's not even allowed.
Well, I guess another thing, too, that just popped into my mind is, like, you know, and when you're driving to work or whatever, I mean, we're in an area where we've got farm fields all over the place. You generally see the deer congregating in the farm fields, getting something to eat, grazing, whatever, during the time of day where we're telling you not to go hiking and everything. That's generally where they're going to be, where the hunters are going to be at. How many deer blinds do you see on the edges of fields and things of that nature? So, you know, so if you just pay attention to where that trail is, and if you know that it's coming up to, or like you've got a field that is that the trail cuts through or goes alongside of or anything like that, make sure you know that you're getting into potentially dangerous territory and make sure you make your noise, you got your blaze orange on, all that kind of stuff. Stay safe.
Yeah.
So,
well, and part of being safe too, like we've preached on, I can't even recall what episode it was that we were talking about this, but especially if you're going by yourself out doing this, hopefully everybody's hiking with a buddy, but like, let's face it. Some people like to go hiking on their own. Let somebody know where you're going to be, when you plan on being back. Like, heaven forbid something were to happen, but at least let somebody know, hey, if I'm not back by 4 o'clock or whatever, or if I haven't checked in by such and such time.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare anybody. I don't want anybody to be too concerned, but I want you to be like an appropriate amount of concerned. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that was our, how do we plan for a trip or something like that? That episode was make sure when you're getting ready to go is make it, no matter what, when it is, make sure you have somebody that knows this is my plan for day one. I should be in this area. I'll check in if I can. This is where I'm supposed to be by day two. This, you know, like those types of things. So if you're not heard of for 3 or 4 days, then, or heard from, then they know the general area where they should be looking, type of a thing.
Well, in this day and age, you know, depending on where you're going and how far in the backcountry you're getting, if you're in an area that's going to have cell signal and you're the type of person, I think most of us carry smartphones with us these days.
I would assume.
I don't think it would hurt to share your location with somebody either. Like, especially if you're in an area that does have cell signal. That's not even necessarily specifically related to hunting season. Like, that's maybe an all-time
thing. That's an all-time thing, yeah. I mean, realistically, but a lot of these tips are for an all-time thing. Maybe not the blaze orange or anything like that, the bright colors. But, I mean, we generally try to wear bright colors on the trail regardless. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Well, I don't want to be sneaking up on other hikers either. Well, I mean, regardless of it being hunters, we had people scare the bejesus out of me that one year, and it's not a lot of fun when people sneak up on you. So I like to be, I don't want to be obnoxiously loud in my clothing, but like, I want to be loud enough that I'm not sneaking up on anybody and scaring the shit out of them.
Yeah, fair enough. So,
but yeah, I mean, so that's another thing with this one. I mean, if you're comfortable sharing, if you have somebody in your life that you're comfortable sharing your location with, I would probably recommend doing that just in case.
Yeah, for sure. I like that idea. We've kind of gone over a lot of what my notes are already.
I have a few more. Yeah, I have a few more things. Good.
I have a couple more too, but the big one I'll save, I guess, for a little bit later.
Oh. Well, now I'm curious. Well, what's your big one? We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Well, so the next one on my list, I feel a little bit silly even saying this, but I do think it's a good idea. Know what deer calls, like if you're going to deer hunting season, know what a deer call sounds like.
Yeah. And try to avoid making that sound.
Try to avoid making that sound, or just to be able to recognize, like, I don't know if I would be able to tell, me personally, if I'm hearing a deer or a deer call.
Right.
But realistically, if I hear either of those sounds that sound like a deer, I'm going to start making more noise than I was making.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that is a good indication. Start clapping, start whistling, start laughing, start talking a little bit louder.
Yep.
You know, whatever your method of being heard is, I would start doing that if I heard something that sounded like a deer call or a deer.
For sure.
Because if it's a real deer and there's a hunter nearby, well, I want the hunter to know, like, hey, I know you're probably hearing this deer too, but like, hey, there's a person here along with that deer, so don't shoot.
Right.
And if it's a deer hunter making that noise, well, then I still want the deer hunter to know, hey, I'm here. I'm not a deer.
Don't shoot. You know?
don't be trying to call me in because I'm a person. I'm not a deer.
Right. No, that's for sure. Yeah, know the sounds. That's a really good one. I was not in my notes. That's a really good point.
And then the next one that I had on my list was, I mean, we've been talking about, you know, be visible, wear bright colored clothing, all that sort of stuff. Don't hike in the morning, at dawn or at dusk. I probably wouldn't be out there in the fog either.
True.
You know what I mean? Like anything that's hindering visibility, probably not great to be hiking in that during that type of year.
Right.
Or time of the year. You know, just nothing that's going to mask where you're at.
Yep.
I guess is what I'm trying to say.
100%.
So if it's foggy or even if it's like misty, rainy, that's going to be, you know, making visibility hard. None of that. I'm tapping out for any of that sort of situation. Your bright colored clothing is going to help with that.
Right.
A headlamp or a flashlight is going to help with that, but it's not foolproof. It's not right. 100% effective. Just don't be putting yourself in harm's way if you don't need to.
Absolutely. I'll go with my thing that I was going to talk about, because it kind of goes along those lines, is day glow. I don't know exactly what day glow is, but my notes indicate, and I should have looked it up, but I assumed it was like my Nox gear. That's not a sponsor, but I love that vest. I got it for this time of year, trying to walk the dogs, get out of work. It's already dark outside. You want to be able to be seen. I have a Nox Gear Trace 2. I'd have a link to it that Sean's going to be putting on the website. It's an LED rechargeable USB-C vest that you wear, very lightweight, and you can have it flash all sorts of bright colors. You can have it set to just blaze orange or just yellow, just blue, just pinks, or you can have it in party mode. So it's just flashing these bright colors all over the place, and it's just this little thing that just wraps around you. So
the one you're talking about, it's like LED and like tubing and stuff, yeah, right?
Yep.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yep.
So while that is a good tip, that is not what Dayglow is.
Okay. What is
Dayglow? I think Dayglow is like Dayglow TM. Like, I'm pretty sure it's trademark.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was brand name or what. Yeah.
I think Dayglow is an actual brand name, but what Dayglow is, and I'm not a scientist, so I'm not probably going to say this exactly right, but you know how bright Hunter's Orange is?
Yeah.
Hunter's Orange is not Dayglow. It is just a bright color. There is quote unquote Dayglow coloring that you can get, like, that is, and I don't know how they do it, but it's like a color that actually looks like it is glowing. But it's not glowing. Like, it's not, you know, like glow in the dark stuff, how you got to hold it up to a light and then it starts glowing when you turn the lights off. It's not like that.
Okay.
It's not charged by anything. It's not actually glowing, but it is colored in such a way that your eye, when you see it, literally looks fluorescent. Like, it looks like it is glowing, even though it's not physically glowing.
Okay. So it's not actually lit up, anything like that. That's what I was
envisioning. It's not actually lit up, but it, like, to look at it, it looks like if you were wearing a shirt that was Dayglow and I were to look at you, you would look to me like you were glowing.
Well, that's me failing on my research again.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because I forgot all about Dayglow even being a thing. I have no idea how they do it.
Right.
Genuinely no freaking clue. Science at its finest in some fashion. I don't know how they invented this stuff, but it is like, when you see it, if you have ever seen it, it's bright. Like, it looks like it is glowing.
But I mean, the Nox gear would be, you can see it during the day for sure. It's a lot more beneficial during the dusk or nighttime hours, things like that. But it's still, like, if it is foggy, it's going to illuminate the fog along with you. So deer don't do that. So things like that.
For sure. Yeah. I think for sure that your vest thing that you're talking about, that's a great idea. I didn't even think about doing something like that, especially if, like, okay, let's say you're on a multi-day trip or whatever during this time of year. You don't necessarily know if it's going to be foggy in the morning, you know, and or realistically foggy all day.
Right.
And, you know, do you have to be on the move? Like, do you have to move through that and you need to find a way to be more visible than you are?
Yeah.
That would be a great thing to have in your pack to use in that situation, especially this time of year.
Yep.
Maybe not all year.
Right.
Because maybe, you know, not during hunting season. Do you care if it's a little bit foggy and people can't see you? Yeah, maybe you don't care. But if you're going during hunting season.
Yeah.
Great tip.
Yeah.
I think that's a super good idea.
And if you really, really want to take your dog during this time, they also make dog vests for them too. So.
Okay. Good to know.
I've got all those links that we can put on our little page. Our website.
Our little page. Listen to you. But yeah, I mean, I think the big thing, I mean, the overarching theme of everything that we've talked about, for Sean's perspective on hiking during hunting season, unless I could find a trail that I knew was off limits to hunting, I don't think I'm putting myself in risk. You know what I mean? Like, accidents do happen. I mean, I'm not even just going to say I think. We did decide last year not to go.
Well, we decided this year not to go, too. We were like, yeah, we're getting into hunting season based off of our decision last year. We'll just go again in the spring. We'll be fine. Unless I can talk you into going in the winter.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a different conversation altogether. But I think put your safety ahead of... look, we like hiking. Like, it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. It's a good time out in the woods. I want to go just as much as the next guy. I'm putting my safety above that. Like, I don't... It's not worth the potential dangers, which realistically probably are never going to happen. You're probably not going to get shot at or wounded or any of that. Probably.
The majority of hunters are the responsible hunters that pay attention to what they're shooting at before they shoot, before they aim, pull the trigger, all that. They know what they're looking at. That's the majority. There is a minority that are trigger happy and want to shoot their gun.
It might not even be, like, my take, I like to have a little bit of faith in people. My take is that it might not even just be somebody that's trigger happy. Maybe it's your first time and you're nervous and you're just so amped up about the whole thing that your brain kind of goes out the window for a minute.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're a younger hunter, you know, that's, brains are soft still when you're in a younger hunter. So, like, maybe you just don't think through some of these things in the way that an older adult would think through.
Right.
Not that you're
That's fair.
Have any ill intentions, but accidents happen.
Yep.
So yeah, I would just, I mean, do your own research. There it is. Fit that one in. Do your own research.
Leave no trace.
Try to find an area that is off limits to hunting. If you absolutely have to go hiking and it's in an area that hunting is allowed, hopefully some of these tips will help keep you safer. Things to think about.
Yeah.
And if you're like Mike and I, and you're not a hunter, maybe look up what your local hunting season is.
Right. Yeah.
We didn't even think about it.
Yeah. That's, definitely do that. And also know this, like I kind of said at the beginning, is that these people that hunt, that's the only time they go out in the woods. They've been looking forward to this all year, and you've been able to do it all summer, spring, winter, whatever.
Yeah.
Be mindful that they're excited to be out there. Don't do it and to be spiteful that, you know, these trails are for us too, which they are. They are for us too, but they are allowed to be there, and try not to make it so somebody else is having a bad time in the woods.
Yeah, good point.
That's all I have.
All right. Well, if anybody else has any tips or tricks that they would like to share about how you safely hike during hunting season, or anything that you can think of that we haven't mentioned here that we probably should have mentioned, feel free to reach us on our email, which is SeanMikeHike@gmail.com. You can reach us on all of the major social medias at SeanMikeHike, or directly via our website, SeanMikeHike.com. We will put a couple of links up to some of the gear that Mike and I have talked about throughout this episode on our website, so feel free to check that out. Like, subscribe, share, do all the things. And until next time, go take a hike.
Go take a hike after hunting season.
There you go. We'll see you guys.
See you guys in a couple weeks.